This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Anyone else feel like a business class required in your schooling curriculum would have been massively helpful? Because same. We went to school to become therapists, and here we are 10 years later, really noticing the void in our knowledge on the business side of therapy, which is why we love our Masterclass membership. Masterclass has truly increased our confidence in running our therapy practice, the Therapy Group. Pros like Chris Voss, Robin Roberts, Daniel Pink, and Mark Cuban have filled that void and taught us so much about decision-making, negotiating, maximizing our time, and effective communication. This year, you too can learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass actually helps you do it. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/stringchicks. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/stringchicks. masterclass.com/stringchicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists and owners of the Therapy Group.
We're on a mission to make therapy and therapeutic topics more relatable and accessible.
So stay tuned, because in order to grow yourself, you gotta know yourself.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks. Today, we are so excited. We have Juliet Abbado, who is here joining us, and we really, really appreciate you being here, Juliet. Juliet's a master hypnotherapist and neuro-linguistic programmer practitioner. And once again, Juliet, we appreciate so much you being here with everything that's been going on. So thank you for joining us.
We'll say that today we're recording on January 7th, because this will come out this upcoming Monday. But today we're recording January 7th, the day after domestic terrorist and white supremacist, you know, went onto the Capitol. For a little context,
yeah. I never thought it would be.
We didn't think yesterday. Yesterday, casually, you know, an attempted coup took place. So, Juliet, we had planned for you to come on for a few months. We love your work. First of all, let's talk about how hilarious and how good you are at TikTok and Reels. I know there's a lot of serious thing, but I have to tell you, like, you provide the most amazing content. So we have to make sure that every person follows you, because you're amazing. Like, you provide amazing free content.
And we need to post more. We're going to post more after this.
Yes, everything.
Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, I was inspired by a doctor on TikTok, and he was doing mental health TikToks, and the way that he was presenting information to people, I just realized, like, yeah, this is a great way to present information to people, especially if they're on this platform and it's like, hey, checking in. And I noticed that whenever I would try to just, like, sit in front of camera, I have a YouTube channel as well, and I have like 80 plus videos on there, but only like 2,000 subscribers. And I realized, because of the way that social media and news and everything has gone, people really have a short attention span.
Included.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking about myself too, like, I'll watch things on like 3x the speed. And so I said, what information do I want to give people, and how can I make it like as short as possible? So it was a challenge, but it also helped me too, in terms of how I'm able to take this information, the knowledge, not only apply it, but be able to share it in a way that people really are able to receive it. So it was something that really stretched me, because I am very long-winded usually.
And you know what? It's true. Like, we really have such small attention spans these days. And also to have like video to it, it really helps. I feel like you take in the information in a totally different way. So we appreciate your content so, so much. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into being a master hypnotherapist and neuro-linguistic programming practitioner?
Sure. So it's interesting, because it's something that when I was in college, my degree is in psychology, And so I graduated with psychology with a minor bio, and I was actually going to go to med school to become a psychiatrist. But when I was doing research and preparing my applications, I realized I'm like, this isn't what I want to do. I was like 22. So I was like, I don't see myself, you know, doing this and speaking. And then I had mentors and I was talking to them, and it's just like, I didn't see myself doing that. And so I ended up going to Nigeria, met with my uncle. Then I came back and went into tech sales. And I spent my 20s in tech sales. And suddenly I felt like I needed to create my own business. So I created my own business, and I was running two businesses, and I was doing really, really well. I was making the money that I wanted, but I still was very unhappy. And I was so tired. So I was experiencing intense burnout. And I remembered during my sales career, I did an NLP sales workshop, and I also had a hypnosis done on me, an in-person hypnosis done on me for my attachment issues in relationships. And wow. Now, like years later, I stopped having those attachment issues in relationships, and I realized, wow, hypnosis actually works. And so I looked for hypnosis for business, and it was an audio, and then I heard people, their reviews on the audio, and I was like, it's not in person, so I'm not sure how effective it would be. And then when I did it, I was like, is it raining in my room? Like, why? I realized, oh my gosh, bawling. Wow. Such a release, because it was essentially an inner child work session. And that helped me really get understanding of my motivation and why I wasn't really sustainable, which made me tired. And so I said, I need to be able to give this to my clients, because at the time I was working, helping startups get funding, small business owners, specifically Black and Brown women, because when I was working in a funding company, their applications would be denied, even though they needed to do like just a few pieces of paperwork, but they just didn't have the patience to work with them. So I started my company to work with them. But then I came across working with them the financial trauma and a lot of mindset work necessary to just submit an application. And so I said, hypnosis would be perfect to help them, you know, go from the mindset where they don't feel like money or help is available to them to seeing the possibilities. And so I went to get training in LA, and I was just going to do the introductory session, but I ended up staying for the year and went through master training. So now I could train other hypnotherapists. It was just like, I had a lot of resistance when I landed. I was actually going to skip the training. I was like, what am I doing? I'm funding person. I talk about money. Like, what? Why am I all of a sudden just switch? I had a lot of imposter syndrome come up. And even though my degree is in psych, I used it in sales. I didn't see myself like working with clients. I didn't feel comfortable because I wasn't yet ready to be that vulnerable to accept other people's vulnerabilities. You know, I was looking for a band-aid for other people. I need to fix them. And so during the training, it was a huge personal growth experience as well. So by the time I finished it, I just wanted to start my practice. I didn't even want to do business funding anymore because, wow. Yeah, it was like I was using the business funding to fulfill the need that I had to help people. And then I realized I could help them this way.
I mean, that's amazing, right? So you had this experience that was so overwhelming and so scary, and then like was so true to you and your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And really just unearthed a lot of the things that I thought I wasn't capable of. Like, because when I was doing research, I also did volunteer work, and when I was doing the volunteer work, I was really affected by the cases that I was dealing with. So I didn't think I had it in me to be able to hold space for people, because I was really affected by the cases I was experiencing when I was volunteering. I was like, how can I be a psychiatrist? That's why I'm always like crying. But I was like, I'm 22. You know, I didn't realize it's like, I'm 22. That doesn't.
I'm crying all the time anyway. I'm 22.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, I can never do this. I can't do this for the rest of my life. You know, and so.
Right, like everything feels overwhelming at that age.
Yeah. So I thought like I was an adult, I was ready to go. Like, I'm like, how can I can't do this. And so I had that limiting belief, just like that was the first time it was like basically, and it stuck with me where I just felt incapable of helping people.
Wow.
In that way.
So hypnosis, I feel like, is this amazing thing and very overwhelming for a lot of people to think about, right? Like, we have this idea of what hypnosis is, the way it's depicted in movies or books or documentaries. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it from your point of view.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I went to get hypnotized even before I knew about it was I was looking for something that that would help me understand, like really understand what was going on. Because once I am able to get understand why I do certain things, it's easier for me to move forward in a direction not to do those things, essentially.
If you listen to one of our latest episodes titled Em and Jen Fall Apart, you know the current feelings of burnout that we're both facing. Running our business, the therapy group, keeping up with the podcast, and enduring a house renovation leaves little time for grocery shopping, meal prepping, and cooking. So we are extremely thankful for our sponsor, Hungry Root. When I received my first delivery of the Hungry Root box, it felt like a breath of fresh air. Hungry Root saves me so much time and offers customizable options. Plus, with perfectly portioned ingredients, I'm wasting far less food than I would if I were left to my own devices in the kitchen. No more throwing away wilted veggies or expired condiments lurking in the back of my fridge. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, vitamins and supplements, and much more. I discovered Three Little Pigs, spinach, feta, and egg bites in my last delivery, and they are my new obsession. Also, Hungry Root's coconut curry sauce is not to be missed. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole trusted ingredients. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Shrink Chicks listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Anyone else go through soap and cleaning products insanely quick? At both my house and at our business, we're constantly replacing plastic bottles. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. That's why we are thrilled to introduce our newest sponsor, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautifully cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You will never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Refills start at just $2.25. You can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for an additional savings. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blue Land products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. And I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical at first. Can eco-friendly products really tackle tough messes? Well, Blue Land proved me wrong. The products I received, like their multi-service cleaner and bathroom cleaner, were powerful. Grime, grease, and dirt don't stand a chance. Blue Land is not only good for the planet, but also for your wallet. And the starter kit I received was beautifully packaged. package. The bottles are sleek and sturdy, and the scents are amazing. Lemongrass, lavender eucalyptus, and fresh lemon, or you can choose fragrance-free. Blueland has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/shrinkchicks. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/shrinkchicks for 15% off. That's blueland.com/shrinkchicks to get 15% off.
And so what hypnosis does, it allows you to really kind of quiet all the other messages, all the other things that people are trying to tell you, and really kind of take the time to listen to that voice in the back of your head. Because every time you kind of do something or want to do something, there's a voice in the back of your head that either says no, yes, no, yes. And so this way you're able to talk to that voice in the back of your head and say, wait, why did you say no though? Why did you say that? And it's like, because remember when we were seven and your auntie said that we were clumsy, that's why. And it's like, but we were seven. Oh yeah, you're right. We were seven. Okay, you can go ahead, do this. And it's like, and then you can move forward. That's essentially like you're having a conversation and figuring out why this voice in the back of your head is saying these things to you.
So, right, because the way it's depicted in mainstream media is like you're a zombie, is like you are under a spell,
right? And you have like a clock, right? You have like that what's it, like that old-timey clock where you're waving it back and forth, like So tell us what your sessions look like. Like what does that look like from your perspective?
Sure. So my sessions start off with neuro-linguistic programming, so using language to reframe certain aspects, the issue at hand. So if someone comes to me and they have an issue, they've been having an issue with their business and really sticking through it, they're not sure if this is what they want to do, but they know that they can make a lot of money in this niche or in this industry, for example. And so with the interview process, I'm able to understand basically how they think, you know, if the way that they process information they're consciously. And then once I understand how they process information consciously, I'm able to communicate in their language. Like if they're very visual, if they're very auditory, if they're audio digital. So once I'm able to communicate a certain way with them, I'm able to reframe the situation in a way that really hits home. Because when we're talking to people, we're taking the information and we're running it through our filters. So something that doesn't align with the way that we think is going to go in one ear and out the other. So during the initial session, we establish the reframe. And then we, through the questions, we're able to establish kind of what the deeper issue is. And it's like, you feel like you're not able to do, there's usually three things. Either you're not being who you want to be, you're not doing what you want to do, or you don't think that you can have what you want to have. And so then we kind of get a little granular from there. And then once we identify the true issue, we can then identify when this, and it's usually linked to a belief or a emotion, a negative emotion. And so once we identify the belief or the negative emotion, we use time techniques, just a light trance to speak to that voice in the back of your head that tells you that you can't do what you want to do, you can't have what you want to have, or you can't be what you want to be. We ask why is that? And we're able to bring up or uncover usually a memory that happened, you know, between the ages of 1 and 7 or 1 and 10. And like, if it's money, for example, it's like, my mom got upset with me because I accidentally threw out 2 pennies and she made me look through the trash to get those 2 pennies. So now I just always hold on to my money. I always feel like I can't waste money. And so and it's really interesting. Like I'm always like shocked at each session, even though I've had so many sessions since I started. I really wanted to, because my research background, I really, really wanted to find the best way to be able to essentially hypnotize everyone, because everyone is able to be hypnotized. It's just what type of hypnosis, because there's several types of hypnosis methods. So depending on if the person can easily go into trance, or if the person is, I was diagnosed with ADHD. So I work with a lot of clients like me who are overthinkers, and we're always consciously taking in information and processing it. So through hypnosis, that helps too. It's helped me with my ADHD. But sorry, I see that I'm going off topic, but
no, it's great.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, obviously you can't say I'm like so interested. Also too, I know you mentioned, cause that was one of our listener questions. Can everyone be hypnotized? Can you tell us, just touching on that one piece of it, what the different types of hypnosis are?
Oh yeah. So, you have like the Kratz method. So a lot of people are more used to like the, traditional method, like you're getting sleepy, you're feeling relaxed.
That's the clock, right?
Yeah. The clock is exactly.
That's the pocket watch.
Yeah. So it was just like, so a lot. And so once you know that, and for someone like me, I'm like, I'm not sleepy. Why should I be? Should I be sleepy? Why am I not sleepy? It's not working. This is stupid. Why are we here? And it's like all that going through my head. So there's also conversational hypnosis. So that takes place like in between. That's how I move from the essentially like coaching, high performance coaching, into hypnosis. So I start to do conversational hypnosis where you have embedded commands. Like, so this is where you kind of ask questions to future pace. So what are you going to do? So if someone's nervous about getting a job, so it's like, so what are you going to do when you get the job? That already pushes them into the frame that they're going to get the job. Mm-hmm. Them worrying about not getting a job is no longer part of the conversation. And so what are you going to do once you, what are you going to do once you win the race? What are you going to do once you hit your target for the month? Uh-huh. It shifts their mind. And so that's just like kind of conversational hypnosis. And then there's also Ericksonian hypnosis, where that's kind of my favorite method, especially for people that deal with overthinking or ADHD, because it allows their conscious minds to go run amok, and they understand that I'm speaking to their subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind can listen while your conscious mind, it can go far away thinking about what you have to do later today, at the end of the month, will you celebrate Christmas? Where will you spend Thanksgiving? Where are you going to do this? So let your conscious mind just go run amok, because I'm speaking to your subconscious mind. And so that lets them relax.
Wow.
I got to ask, because it's got to be that a lot of people have got to be scared, right? I mean, because I had this envision of hypnosis, which is the movie Get Out, where she's like doing, right? Oh, wow. Right. Like this, that's the scariest version. Right. So like, how do you, because also it sounds so wonderful and so impactful and so important. I'm wondering, how do you, like, there's got to be a part of like getting people to trust you, right? Like, how do people know that a hypnosis won't take advantage or have too much power? Or is that just the idea that we have from a movie?
Yeah, it's the idea that you have from the movie. And the thing is, what's interesting about the movie is that if you notice that she made him feel very, very comfortable, because you have to be able to, and then the girlfriend established rapport way before they arrived to the house.
Right.
So the act of brainwashing or the act of taking over control is something that you have to start for. It has to be like a long-term thing. And so the girlfriend already started to put him into trance essentially and make him feel comfortable, create that rapport. And so you're able to let your guard down, you know, and then throughout the day, they already made him tired. So psychologically he was susceptible, but not like I can walk into, you know,
and do that.
A restaurant, like, you are now giving me free food. Thank right. you.
Well, although, that wouldn't be great for you? I mean, wow, if you had that much power, I would have asked you to maybe go over to the Capitol yesterday and deal with some idiots.
Yeah, right? It's like, you
will be less racist.
Yes. It's funny enough, that's what I spent half of 2020 doing, working with people to release their biases. And
wow.
And yeah, it was very interesting. I need to actually kind of, I was talking to my professor in terms of how to present this information, because it is just kind of like, because the way that I think, I look at systems and processes. And so I was really identifying the process of bias by our biases. And then hypnosis is great because it's the biases and the patterns, and hypnosis is essentially a pattern interrupt, a very, very strong and powerful way to interrupt patterns. So I wanted to see how I'd be able to do that, because, like, you know, the whole, everyone usually tries to bypass it. You mean we're bored hating another person? And it's like, you're right, we weren't. It is something that is learned, and that's something that we create when we're younger. So when was that installed? And I had one client who had that bias against darker skin, that to have darker skin is bad. So she always avoided tanning. She was Latinx, but presented as white unless she tanned, but she always made sure she didn't get too dark. And so all of a sudden, bring up the memory of when she was watching a cartoon and they're like, "Il Moreno." And she said that was the moment where she knew that darker was bad.
Wow. So what has that been like for you, your work with racial trauma and ancestral healing, which is amazing?
Yeah. So initially it's a lot in the end, but during the process, when we're releasing it, I'm able to release it as well. So that has been really fulfilling, to be able to help people reconnect with family members. I had a client whose son was who came out the closet and also was in an interracial relationship. So she was like, I don't want to, like, I really want to reconnect with him, because the way that I reacted when he came out of the closet, what came out to me, was horrible. And now he's in an interracial relationship. I don't want to mess this up. If I do reconnect with him, I want to meet them. I want to really be a mom again. And so we were working on the her homophobia and also the racism, and it was all real, and it all traced back to a great grandparent.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah.
What a beautiful thing that people are coming in to say, like, I recognize this in myself, and it's something that I want to work on and something I want to grow from. You know, their ability to let you in, to be able to say that and say, listen, I have these things that, you know, aren't presenting well, and that they're affecting my relationships, and they're affecting how I react to the world, and how can I work through this?
Yeah. And that's another thing too. So this kind of goes back to the question as to why people would be afraid of going to a hypnotherapist. So all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I cannot make you do something unless you truly, in your heart of hearts, want to be able to do it or are susceptible to doing it. So the people that come to me to release racism, in their heart of hearts, they don't want to hate.
Wow.
You know? So they come to me. So you essentially come to a hypnotherapist when you're at 50%, and then we take you the rest of the way.
Wow. How long are your sessions typically?
About an hour and a half usually.
And then are they ongoing? Is the goal that it's like 12 weeks or however, or it just ongoing as long as they're benefiting from it?
So for me, I have some programs that are year long, depending on the level of trauma or that they have, like in terms of if sometimes it's like a three-prong issue where it's like racial trauma, And financial trauma, and then also intergenerational trauma. So they were children of someone that was an addict or something. So it's like a very, it's a wire that we really have to unravel. And so we take, and I always tell people, this is not a get well quick scheme.
Yeah.
You know, people are just like, hypnotize me to just be this. And it's like, and so I tell them like, look, I could do that. But the power of hypnosis is that you realize the power in yourself, mm-hmm. that it was in you all along, because it's like you going into the day one for the first session. And then 6 months down the line, you look back and you're like, oh, wait, I don't do that thing that I used to do anymore.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You know, it's just so, it's such a very natural shift. And then it gives you the confidence to continue evolving and to be able, it's, it really builds resilience in terms of whatever comes to you, because your problems or triggers don't go away. The way that you react to them just changes.
Gotcha. So is it essentially, are people learning to almost hypnotize themselves outside of session? Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have this session, one-on-one session, and then usually depending on the issue, I have 4 weeks of brain training that they would do. There's a client portal that you would log on and you would listen to a hypnosis before you go to bed. And there's also subliminal audios that you could listen to during the day or night, just to help keep you in alignment. So it helps really with the conscious mind when people are like, did it work? Did that work? I don't know. So for 4 weeks, it'll just help your conscious mind get used to the fact that you did make that shift. And then for 4 weeks, and then usually that it's long lasting after that, once you release it, you just keep getting better.
That's incredible. Okay, wait, I hate to skip back, but I need to know more about the ancestral healing, because we've talked on this show a lot about intergenerational transmission process and about how much trauma has been like put into our DNA and passed down to us. Mm-hmm. And that is such a powerful thing to heal back through generations.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because something... That's what I'm going to be learning about next semester, epigenetics. But with my clients, there a lot of them are surprised when we do the first moment that this fear or this anger was installed into your subconscious, because the subconscious mind doesn't really have a concept of time. So they'll go back generations. They're like, this isn't me. And they're like confused, but it's like, okay, that's fine. If they're not they're not people that believe in ancestry, you know, time, like going back or past lives. It's like, this is how your subconscious mind is interpreting this information, which is oftentimes the how the gene is expressed, right? And so we go back and then we go back essentially to the moment and the reason why this gene expression changed. It's like, this is why you have this intense fear of, so I have a client that had this intense fear of something bad happened, like racial anxiety. And she said, but I never really experienced racism like that. You know, I know that it exists, but I firsthand experience, like I don't have a story to tell. So I don't understand why. And then this fear and anxiety would show up as avoidant behavior, like not wanting to fly, not wanting to drive, like, or want to take road trips or be in certain neighborhoods where she might be profiled or anything like that. So we did the session and it went all the way back to her great grandmother.
Wow.
Wow.
And why she was afraid, because of what happened to her brother. So her great uncle. And so releasing that, you know, now she's able to take, you know, fly again. Like she never,
wow.
Yeah. So it's like, if people are like, oh, can you help me with my fear of flying? I'm like, sure. And it's like, oh, it's actually ancestral trauma. It's like, oh.
Right, like they think they're just coming just to talk about like being scared of flying, take them in a whole different direction.
Yeah, so it's like, that meditation, right. That's why that meditation didn't work.
Can you believe we're on year 5 of Shrink Chicks? We have been podcasting since 2019 and have somehow yet to change the photo of us on the cover of the podcast. We are planning a photo shoot in a few weeks so we can finally update our cover art. We both obviously need new outfits for the photo shoot, but really didn't want to break the bank. So thank goodness for Quince, where we can get multiple high-quality outfits for a very reasonable price. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. For the shoot, we want to go with a few different looks, one being monochrome, so I opted for a few key items from Quince's collection, including their Mongolian cashmere tee, classic trouser pant, and structured blazer. I couldn't resist adding their timeless 14 karat gold jewelry pieces to complete my look, because who doesn't love accessorizing? The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, making me feel even better about my purchases. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
Well, and it's like, so interesting, right? Well, it's such an interesting thing, right? That's like, you know, it sounds that one of the things we've talked about a lot, it's like there's limits to everything, right? So like every type of therapy has its limits. So we can sit here and talk about coping skills for that flight, right? Mm-hmm. And how to get over it, how to do deep breaths and stuff. But how much deeper is it than that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Coping skills are helpful in the moment, but what's the long term?
Exactly. Yeah. Because that was one of the things that I had to come to grips with, because my background isn't psych, and I was going to therapists, you know, living in New York. It's like, you know, just, you know,
everyone's in therapy. Everyone's in therapy. That's the rule.
You need a therapist there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's essential. your sales manager's like, oh, did you go to your therapist this week? Like, what's that? It's like, you know, I did skip. I need to go.
Like keeping tabs.
So it was just like, oh, okay. So therapy is still essential, because I tell my client, and then a lot of my clients, they had a fear of therapy, but after working with me now, they have a set therapist, because they want to continue to keep these skills and just really are putting themselves first. Because therapy allows you to really put, there's really no one, even your parents, like no one, like this is someone that's a professional that is here to help you, just you.
Right.
And that is truly a benefit, especially during these times. And so now a lot of my clients that it wasn't even that they didn't think that they could, that they need a therapist. She just didn't think a therapist could help them. But now they know that they are being able to heal, and they are able to cope, and they are able to continue this path of healing. So it was just them not believing in themselves versus believing in therapy.
Absolutely.
So you'll very much work in conjunction with a therapist, it sounds like.
Yeah, 100%. I think we, you know, no one, I can say that you could get hypnotized in 2018, but that's still in to prepare you for 2020.
Right.
And now 2021.
Now 2021.
Because 6 days in, holy shit.
Right?
Remember when we were like, oh, 2021, like it's going to change.
I know.
That was really silly.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So people say, I'm still reading the terms and conditions, and see, I do not accept. Yeah,
right. All right, I said that. Thanks for the free 7-day trial. I'm going to say no thanks.
Yeah, heading exactly. Back. Right.
Exactly. It's
well, like, so then, like, let's talk about this. Julia, what was yesterday like for you?
So yesterday was, it was so strange because it was a Wednesday. Like, what? Like, and you know, I figured something would happen close to Inauguration Day, like maybe some the protests or something, but I didn't realize. What was surprising was the reaction of the police, the reaction of the defense, the government's reaction was what surprised me. Not really the people, but the fact that they were able to go to the speaker's room with government paperwork. And it's like, I feel like, I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like since they knew that they were coming, they kind of just let them have it, right. Like have this win almost, like, okay, here, go ahead. All right, yeah. Are you done now? Are you happy you got your little pictures off? Because the way that they were prepared for this, like to expect, like, why wasn't she in the office and all that? So that was what surprised me. But and just like how they reacted to everything. So that was also disheartening, because we know that if these people were because fighting for Black Lives Matter, and even white protesters that were marching for Black Lives, they were hit with rubber bullets.
Yep.
They were maced, shot, like all of this. So it's not even, it wasn't even just the fact that these were white people, but the fact that these were people, what they were fighting for didn't make any sense versus people fighting for injustice getting more injustice.
Yes,
so that absolutely. That's what really hurt, because it's like you want to raise your children and you want to also hold on to the values that you were raised with, that if you fight for good, you know, eventually good will win out. But then you see that people that are fighting for something that doesn't really even exist are being coddled, while other people that are fighting for injustice and lives essentially are essentially maimed and blinded. And just the photos too were of people, like you have one guy who scratched his hand. I don't know if he didn't wash his hand, but he was like, it said his hand was bleeding. He's like, this could be your children next to and it was like, what? It was like a smudge. As someone put, a woman commented under the tweet, like, I actually have more blood coming out my vagina right now. Like, right. What is going on, sir?
Well, it's so true, right? Like, you trespassed and you are terrorists and you broke into government property and vandalized, and they walked out nicely. They were escorted out lovingly.
Just like complete inaction.
Yeah.
Well, like a high schooler, like the senior prank. It was like, here's the seniors and their prank. Like, we're just going to give it to them.
Exactly. That's how it felt. And it's like, and so you see one picture of a police officer helping someone with the Trump hat down the stairs. And then there was a mother with a baby in her car just in 2013.
Yes.
Was shot for going down the wrong way.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, we could sit here and say, right, so one part of you, it's like, we're not that surprised. I'm more surprised it took 4 years to get here, frankly. We knew it was going to be bad from the beginning. But it doesn't hurt any less. So, like, we can be not surprised and still be in so much pain. And especially for Black and brown people and people of color to, like, really be taking care of themselves today. Like, to see this image televised of how lovingly and kind these terrorists were treated, it's horrible.
Yeah and it's like, you're like, oh, so it's not some, so they are actually trained to de-escalate situations. Yep.
We just saw it. They have it, they had the training.
It's like, wait a minute, wait. And so it's just like, ugh. That's what you realize, you are the stepchild.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's such an interesting thing to, like, think about it, right? That same feeling of like, okay, like this is treated different. This is not in my mind, right? Like, we've been, this is the gaslighting that's occurred for forever.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that psychologically it's like they're not out there, they're not dealing with them physically, but seeing that, I know psychologically can create just this huge instance of pain. So, and so essentially I knew this. So I went to like, let me do my job and try to retweet some old things and share some information to help people get through. And while I'm doing that, someone comes to I get hit with a microaggression. Like, are you sure these tactics or these tips are accurate? Do you mean this? And like post something from Wikipedia. So me as someone that is now like in school and also spent time getting certified and trained to deal with this and is trying to help people is getting
patronized, spoken down to, discredited, right? Like you're someone who does have training, knows what they're doing. And I mean, especially as a person of color, to like just be questioned all the time for stuff you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just like, oh my gosh. And literally I just saw someone, and I really just saw someone post something, a thread that was incorrect. It was a mindset thread, and this person's tweeting from like anonymous account. No one is questioning them, but then I come with actual just like a simple simple fact, and then I'm like, are you sure? And so it was just like, what is going on? Wow. So this is what is happening, but on a smaller scale essentially, right? And so it was very like, what is today? So it was very like exhausting, right? But I hopped on Instagram to use it as a teaching moment, and then I took a break. I just like relaxed for the rest of the evening, because in order, I see myself as a leader now, and I'm able to hold space for more people, but and I have sessions today, so I knew that I really needed to be in a space mentally and energetically, emotionally, where I wasn't going into a session with feeling like that, but I also needed to give myself the space to kind of integrate, well, not really and integrate, but not internalize everything that went on yesterday.
Yeah. And that's why, once again, we appreciate you so much taking the time to talk to us and to, I wanted to ask, you know, for our listeners and your followers, how do you take care of yourself in those moments?
So I kind of have like, so I wanted to treat myself. So I got some ice cream to cool down because it was heated. I was very heated.
That's incredible.
So I was like, I'm so heated. And I was like, I need some ice cream to cool down. So so I had some ice cream, and I just have some, I either have a book I could read, or usually I can go out, but that's one of the things that the lockdown really, really taught me, that I needed to be able to find other ways to cope that didn't include like going shopping, going for drinks, or meet up with friends. So it really, I have like books that I can read, passages that I can always go to, shows that cheer me up. And sometimes I just honestly just take the time to write it out, or like I'll record a YouTube video that I don't post, like kind of to vent, like everything that you want to say, like, excuse me, but so get that out of the way, just get it out of your head and out. Just so it's a video, or you can write it out, like things that I did want to tweet but didn't really, shouldn't tweet. so that was like very cathartic. So just being able to let it out in a safe way, so you kind of record yourself like talking to your vlogging audience, like, can you believe that she excuse me and like, so I got that out, and then just having those things where you can essentially just really having an outlet, being able to get it out of your head, will really ease the pressure and help you shift energetically. And then once you get it out, I thought about how I wanted to feel. Like, so what do I want to feel right now? And like, what can make me feel that way? So I wanted to feel relaxed. So I got some tea, and I also wanted to feel sleepy. So I always watch like British shows on Amazon Prime. Mm. I know that the Queen, yes, on Netflix is,
yeah, just puts you right to sleep.
Exactly. So,
that soothing British accent.
Yes. So that was nice. So that's essentially what I do to kind of like cope and to get out of my head, because the longer you kind of ruminate, the worse it gets.
That's amazing. Well, first of all, so thank you so much for being here today. I was wondering, how could people find you?
Oh, yeah. So I am on Instagram at Juliet Ciaboto. And I also have a YouTube channel, Juliet C. And you can also visit the website. I have a blog on there. It's fwrdinstitute.com, fwrdinstitute.com.
Amazing. And if there's one last piece of advice you'd like to leave our listeners with, what would you give them today in this moment?
So what you need to really understand is that people's actions or reactions most of the time have nothing to do with you personally. It's either the idea of you or something that they feel you represent. So never internalize their reactions to you.
I love it. And what an important thing for us to remember today.
Like, what an amazing note to end on.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving that. Thank you for giving that. And thank you for being here today. We are linking all of Juliet's information, all of her amazing TikToks, great reels, everything on our own social media. Juliet, thank you for being here. And please take care of yourself today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this was I think the timing was right for this episode. So actually,
I agree. Thank you, Juliet. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you so much.